yourhealthnow.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The final few segments with A.J. Gavaird, he's been answering your questions, and he was talking about, on the Paracast, the huge crop circle. Give us more details.
Yes, we have a huge crop circles in several areas of the world. When we had this first case of crop circle in Brazil, crop formation here in the state of Santa Catarina in November 2008, I am just a few hundred miles from there. I drove there within hours after it happened to check out to see its condition. How was it done? Was it possibly man-made? Was it made by any other sort of intelligences, whatever? I spoke to witnesses of the phenomena, people who found it, as well as people who live around that field. And I came to the conclusion that simply there was no way anybody could have done that. And besides, we have other corroborating information, like balls of light, the typical balls of light were seen in a few hours before the crop formations were found in the morning of a Sunday. So during that Saturday night, the Sunday morning, people saw balls of light, and then there were the crop formations. I went there, and I examined it, and I spoke with technicians, people who specialize in crops and wheat crops, engineers, agriculture engineers, and they all said to me, I haven't seen in my entire life anything like this. I don't know of any machine or any technique who could produce such effect in the wheat. Now, how could them be man-made? That's no way. And besides, if they were, we have to question why? Because if something is fake, it is taken by someone with some reason. Where is this someone? What is the reason? Suppose this someone had the knowledge and the capability of producing something that symmetric, something so unique. What did this guy gain it from it? This is the question that has to be made. When I went to investigate this case, and I took the pictures, and I talked to the people, and I made my reports, and I sent it all over to so many places, the first thing I did before sending this information out was talking to the experts in this phenomenon. Guys like Colin Andrews, Nancy Talbot, and they said that the characteristics that we have in the wheat plants here in this formation in Brazil is the same as in other legitimate crop formations in many other places in the world.
So you took plant and soil samples and had them tested?
I took soil samples. I took plant samples, but I didn't have them tested because at that time, when I came here with that material to the city of Curitiba, I couldn't find immediately anyone who could do any type of the proper analysis of that in that material. And the only one laboratory which will do that would charge us so much amount of money that we decide not to do. Because
you have BLT research. Nancy Talbot, of course, has access to all sorts of diagnostic testing equipment and personnel. Of course, Levengood was still operating and doing work back in 2008. Did you send anything to Nancy?
No, just photos and reports. I didn't send any of the samples. And also I was told that after so many hours have passed, and rained after the crops and people step on it, and there is no point in doing any analysis anyway, unfortunately. But we waited until this phenomena happened again, And it did in the year of 2009, just 1 year after the first crop circles, and in the same area of Brazil, precisely in the same small town, there, 1 year after, we had another big formation. This time, not circular one, but triangular one, combined with circular one.
You know what, AJ, but that's the point, is why not send the sample to Nancy to look at?
Yes, I could have done that. I was expecting more cases to happen, and then I could have samples fresher, more fresh, that I could send.
It doesn't really, you know, for those types of sample testing, the time element isn't as important as, let's say, a forensic sample from a cattle mutilation. There you do have, unless you fix the sample in formalin or second best in alcohol, you know, crop plant samples and soil samples pretty much retain residual elements of their environment for quite some time. I mean, seal it up really carefully and send it off to the U.S., and 4 or 5 days later, they can go ahead and put it up, in a lab and do the testing. You know, the time element isn't as important for plant and soil as it is for forensic. Yeah,
I was told it is, yes. So, anyway, we expected more cases to happen in the following days so we could get fresh material untouched with no rain over, not signs of people stepping on it, so we could have fresh. But what happened was that a tragedy went on in that part of Brazil. Floods all over, people dying, people becoming homeless, you know, because of a huge amount of rain in the following days. And because of that, we don't know if any other case had happened, and we just couldn't track it. But last year, again, in year 2010, we had in the same location, again, formations. This is very odd, because if you consider what I told in the previous segment, that in the whole history of ufology, Brazil has given so much contribution in so many areas to the UFO phenomenon investigation, and yet we have never had one single case of crop formation in Brazil. And then we had in 2008, after 30 years, the phenomenon has started in other countries. This is odd.
Okay, but now you've had more recent cases. Why not get the samples out there? Let's find out what's going on.
We had only one case of crop formation in the same town, and another case of crop formation in the same town in the following years, in the 2009 and 2010. I am prepared, very prepared, to have this time to get this material as soon as the crop formation appeared in that area. But what I was going to tell you is that the strange thing is that we, for 30 years after this phenomenon have been going on all over the world, we never had any. And then we have in this specific area of Brazil.
Right. Well, you know, the skeptics out there would say, well, of course, somebody finally got motivated enough to go out, maybe practice somewhere, you know, in an obscure area, and then go ahead and do a high-profile crop circle. This is a very slippery slope. Well, again, you know, I think crop circles are more of a red herring, really, in terms of dealing with the UFO phenomenon. I have a question here from one of our longtime posters, Blowfish, and he wants to know about USO cases, you know, unidentified submerged object cases by eyewitnesses, which have been potentially reported by Brazilian civil and military authorities in inland lakes, rivers, and, you know, within the interior of South America and Brazil. Other than the Claris cases, which many of our listeners are familiar with, have there been any underwater UFO cases in inland bodies of water in Brazil?
AJ, let's hold that answer for a second. We have AJ Gavard on our show this week with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, separating signal from noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey, neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Greetings again, this is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner, but we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't. And opportunities knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Freeze-dry guy customers take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
We have A.J. Gevaert this week, the editor of the Brazilian UFO magazine, asked a key question about submersible UFOs. A.J.?
Yes, we have plenty of cases of submersible UFOs, sometimes coming out of lakes, sometimes coming out of rivers, very huge rivers, and sometimes coming out of the oceans. We have thousands of miles of oceans, of seashores in Brazil, as you know. We have even cases involving objects, unidentified flying objects, flying close to Brazilian Navy vessels in my country, and also in rivers where the Brazilian Navy is also present. We have cases that happen in the Amazon. Now, you know that the Amazon is cut by several huge rivers. If you go there and talk to people, you will realize that the UFO phenomena is so intensely connected to their lives that perhaps in no other area of the world you will see such a connection between people and the UFO phenomena. I have just arrived from the Amazon last May, and I spent 10 days there investigating cases in a series of islands, some 100 kilometers or 60 miles west of the city of Manaus, in a place called Anavilhanas. And I spoke to a lot of people, and what you hear is just astounding. People have almost daily sightings of objects. They describe them in terms of what they know, mostly superficially or religiously. They give you names or they describe the phenomena the way they can. Some of these objects can just come out of the water. Now, I have this very interesting report that was given to me, not by a native, but by a businessman who owns one of the largest jungle hotels in the Amazon. It is called Ariaú Towers. It's like 50 miles west of Manaus. It's a huge, huge hotel. Very famous guys like, even Bill Clinton have been there, and lots of celebrities, because it's a very, very unique place. The owner of that hotel, he goes almost daily from Manaus in his boat to the hotel. So he has to go to the Negro River for quite 1 hour, 1 hour on a very fast boat. And he has had several observations of strange phenomena, of which a few cases are of structured, disc-shaped object. This gentleman just gave me a witness report, just gave me a description of a sighting that he had like a couple of years ago, doing the same thing with a few of his employees in his boat from Manaus up river, Negro River, to the hotel Ariaú Towers.
Well, AJ, are these objects coming out of the river or are they going into the river?
Yes. He saw, in this particular case, a huge object, a disc-shaped object, coming out of the water slowly, and he could see it, the water just going around it and dropping back to the river while this object was hovering silently. Disc-shaped metallic object with surrounding lights just came out of the water and started moving very slowly and then up and just disappeared at a tremendous speed.
Anybody have a cell phone? Anybody get a photograph?
Not at that time. That gentleman has a cell phone, but he couldn't make any register of that, unfortunately. But among the tourists and people who go to spend time at that hotel, we had some photos that are being analyzed as we speak of interesting objects. But you see, sometimes they are so far away and they appear so fast that people just don't have the chance to make...
Yeah, I know about that.
A nice register of that.
It's tough. You got to be prepared. Here's another question from Blowfish, who just asked that last question. During the Cold War, did the Brazilian military ever encounter a similar UFO case with a UFO near an ordnance base. Like they're giving the Bentwaters case as an example. Do you have any Brazilian cases that seem to be focused on a military installation where ordnance is stored?
Yes, we had a few cases like that. And I recollect one, a particular case that was described to me by the former Minister of Defense in Brazil, Sócrates Monteiro, in the government of Fernando Collor de Mello, some 20 years ago. This gentleman, at that time, he wasn't minister. He was the commander of the Brazilian Airspace Defense Command. And he told me that he was in his home when he got phone calls from his people that were at a particular base of the Brazilian Air Force, and there was this huge object, a disc-shaped object coming over the buildings, the main buildings of the base, and the men were starting to shoot at the UFOs. And someone in charge of that troops called the man, the minister, the former minister, and told him what was going on, that everybody was very much afraid. And he said, stop immediately the hostilities.
Yeah, put your Stinger missile away, Captain.
Stop immediately the hostilities. I don't want to see anybody shooting anything at all. And if anybody does so, he'll have a word with me.
You know, I want to ask you a general question because we don't have a lot of time left here. Now, are there any instances there where they try to shoot at UFOs and the UFOs shoot back?
Not recently. And the cases that we have on file aren't exactly very accurately investigated.
Well, in the Corrales cases, there were a couple hunters that tried to shoot at the chupas.
Yeah, in the Amazon, you find cases of people who shot shotguns at UFOs, but not that the UFOs shot back.
They're being kind to those dumb earthlings, right?
Excuse me?
They're being
I have met this gentleman last May in the Amazon. He has several kids. These guys there, they have huge families, like 8 or 10 children.
If I had 8 or 10 children, they'd be putting me away in the home with the white suits in control. We have a little bit more time with A.J. Gavard. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
A.J. Givard joining us for another segment with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. We were talking about instances where they have shot at the UFOs, but the UFO knots or whatever they are were gracious enough not to shoot back because we'd be in trouble. But there's no sign that when they shoot at them, they cause damage, is there?
Yes. Well, let me report to you two cases of my knowledge. One that I have investigated personally in the Amazon. It happened to a man who had like 6 or 7 or 8 kids or something. I visited the small island where he lives in the Amazon River, and he told me that, well, I have seen this balls of light, because they, of course, they don't call them UFOs, flying saucers or something like that. They call balls of light, or they give names to it. And this gentleman said that he was afraid of it, because the ball of light would come almost every night, and it was bothering him and creating some panic among the kids and other kids in the village, in a small village. So he decided to shoot at it, and he did it. He shot a few times with his shotgun, and nothing happened. He don't even know if the bullets hit anything. And the UFO just kept staying there, and then eventually it went away. And it went over and over during weeks until this guy decided to give up and say, well, there's nothing I can do. I tried shooting at it in many different ways, at close range, from far away, and I simply don't see that I have heat or anything happening to that object. So he eventually gave up. That's a case that you will find several similar to it in the Amazon, because in the jungle, people carry guns. They carry guns. That's a fact. And if they see something that they don't understand, that pose some sort of threat, if they feel afraid, they will shoot at it. Oh, yes, easily. not only in the Amazon, but in many other places of South America, in wild places or something like that, and Bolivia, in places like Peru, we have many cases of people shooting at UFOs, but very few cases in which a UFO shot back.
Now, you said, that point is in shooting back, we foolish earthlings who dare do this, any signs that they actually destroyed something?
There is a case that happened in the south of Brazil, in the city of Alegrete, in which this guy was watch guarding a military installation, and he was with his shotgun. It happened like 20 years ago or something. And he saw this huge object during a night coming over the military installation that he was guarding, and he decided to shoot with his shotgun. And he shot at it, and the bullet returned and hit his left knee.
Oh, ow.
That is very unlucky.
Isn't it? It sounds like Superman or something, where there was a scene once where Superman in one of the movies, they shoot a gun at him right at his eye, and guess what? Just pops right out. The bullet, what, not the eye. Chris, any questions left?
Yeah, we do. AJ, I've been following your work. I've been a big fan of yours for many years, as you know. We've corresponded a few times over the years. We've met at a couple of conferences. And, you know, I've always really got the feeling that you are firmly planted in the extraterrestrial hypothesis camp, that you feel aliens are arriving here from other star systems, interacting with humanity, interacting with this planet. What are your feelings about other theories? For instance, Mac Tonnes, who we lost there a couple years ago, his theory of the crypto-terrestrials, that we're dealing with aliens that are actually as terrestrial as we are. Do you feel that this is exclusively an ET phenomenon, or is there a possibility in your mind that we are dealing with something that is as terrestrial as we are and possibly lives here with us? What are your feelings on that theory?
Well, I think that there's a variety of theories to consider. Extraterrestrial hypothesis is just one of it. I think it's more likely that they are extraterrestrials. Because, see, what we are doing, we are visiting other planets, at least sending our probes to other planets. At this very moment that we're talking here, there are so many machines digging the soil of Mars or Venus, or taking pictures of rings of Saturn, of satellites of Jupiter or whatever, because it is what civilizations, I believe, that they went, then they reach a such a level of achievement, astronomical achievement, they have to go out their planets to see what's around. So I guess that most of the UFOs that we see are just like our probes that we send to Mars, that we send to Jupiter, that we send to chase comets or whatever, asteroids, but much more developed, that they can go...
What about the beings? Okay, a probe is one thing. I can understand that. But how about all these, the bewildering, confusing array of beings? Like in South America, you have like 2-foot-tall hairy dwarves. In Russia, you have big, tall robots. In China, they're reported as dragons. In Australia, they're reported...
According to the tradition of these people, to the tradition of these cultures. But if you see, 99%, almost 100% of all extraterrestrials, or let's say the beings, excuse for the word extraterrestrial, the beings, almost 100% of them are just like us. They have 2 legs, 2 arms, a body, a neck, a head. They have 2 eyes. They have a mouth and a nose between the eyes and ears. They're just like us. It's like, you know, whoever did us, did them.
Yeah, but you know what? This is something where we have to let you go in a moment. But I wanted to ask you, AJ, one key question here, AJ, and that is, aren't we seeing them the way they really look? I think of the movie Contact, where Jodie Foster sees E.T. in the form of her late father because E.T. says, you wouldn't be able to accept us in our true form. Are we seeing their true form?
Well, I just happened to see Contact again yesterday for 100 times.
Gene must be psychic.
Yeah, Yes, it's also a theory that can be taken into consideration. We are being visited, it's my understanding of this phenomenon after 30 years of investigation, we're being visited by by many different species with different interests towards us, with different MOs. Some of them are more advanced than others. Some of them have already contacted others. Some of them come here for this purpose, some come for other purpose. There are those who really are interested in our safety, in our wellness here in Brazil, here in this planet, as well as there are civilizations who just don't care. They come here to see, the jungles are green, the oceans are blue, fine, this people is nice, but let's go to another planet. Why not?
Good point.
I think that was a good point. Considerable. You know, they can come from the future, they can come from another planet, they can come from this planet in the future, they can come from other planets in the future. What seems to be very reasonable is that this civilization that they are coming here, at least scientifically, technologically, they are more advanced than us. It doesn't mean that they are spiritually, morally more advanced. It's likely that they are. But
I'll tell you what, since you have to go, I need you to tell our listeners, AJ, where they can get more information about the things you do.
Let me thank you for this opportunity again. And let me tell you that it's always a pleasure to be with you guys. And if one of our listeners now would like to get more information about UFOs in Brazil, I'm sure it's all in Portuguese, but we have great pictures that are in any language. You can just go to ufo.com.br, BR for Brazil, and you hit our website, the website of the Brazilian UFO magazine, which has the hugest content about UFOs in Portuguese language.
Thank you so much, AJ Gavard. Thanks for joining us this week on the PowerCast.
Thanks, AJ.
Thank you, Chris.
And we'll have our post-game show in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
You know, we haven't done post-game shows too often on the Paracast with Gene Steinberg and Chris O'Brien, and we did it last week because of Aaron Kaplan being, I don't know what, driving us nuts. Blowing our minds.
He was entertaining, Gene. He was entertaining.
He was. He seems also like a really nice guy. So whether you accept what he says or think it's a load of nonsense, he was a nice guy. AJ's a really nice guy, too. I think as with a lot of people that you interview, they tend to have learned the fine politician's art of the filibuster.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll say. I mean, it was kind of hard to get AJ to answer a direct question. We sort of forced him into it a couple of times, but boy, I'll tell you, he's very good at what he does. It's not by accident. He is the bedrock of Brazilian ufology and is the editor of the longest published, continuously published UFO magazine on the planet.
Just that alone. Except for, you know, Saucer News. I didn't bring that up because Saucer News became Saucer Smear. But if you count Saucer News as a continuous publication that began in 1954 with Nexus, became Saucer News, became Saucer Smear. From 1954 to 2011, AJ's claim doesn't quite stand.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call good old Jimbo's magazine.
Jimbo. Oh, I got to tell him you called him that.
Yeah, Jimbo is more of the insider's dirt on the excavation portion of ufology.
In a matter of speaking, sure. Yes.
I don't think Jim really runs a nuts and bolts type publication like AJ does.
A traditional magazine, let's see, MUFON Journal, that goes back to the 60s, doesn't it? That's got to be 40 years or so. That's been fairly consistent. It's gone through a couple of names, but it's been pretty consistent. So, you know, the people at MUFON might object to this.
The same name. I think he may have a leg to stand on because they have not changed their name in over 35 years, if memory serves me correct.
Well, okay, but it's a very narrow leg. It's kind of, you know, sniffing at the edges there, fine-tuning the explanation.
Says.
I think, you know, with AJ, I always enjoy what he has to say. Obviously, he's doing a lot of work, but I was concerned a little bit when it seems that he didn't, you know, want to follow up that question we asked, which is, okay, you have the crop circles. Why aren't you sending the samples over? It didn't seem as if he really nailed that one.
No, it didn't wash at all. In fact, my guess is probably because of the excitement of having the first real bona fide case in the country, the excitement was that I don't think they really knew what to do or what they should do. And unfortunately, you know, in the thrill of discovery, sometimes, and I learned this a long time ago, sometimes you really have to up your game to a new level when you're, you know, dealing with a new phenomenal report like a crop circle for the first time. And I don't care what anybody says, you can glean a lot of information from soil and plant samples a week, 2 weeks down the line. You know, the excuse that people were tramping all over it and it rained, that was all, you know, if it's a huge crop circle, I'm sure you're going to be able to find pristine soil and plants that weren't disturbed by foot traffic. And so what if it rained the next day? You gathered the samples in time before the rain. So that part of it didn't quite wash for me. I like many skeptics out there, would automatically kind of jump to the conclusion that somebody, some performance artist got real motivated and went out in the field and, you know, sort of expanded our circle of countries that are experiencing these strange, mysterious crop circles that are here to give us all these celestial messages about how messed up we are and that we need to, you know, all live together and sing Kumbaya.
You know, we should sing that, yes. Let's just sit down and sing and have a great party. We'll invite Shirley MacLaine.
Kumbaya, Shirley.
Oh, excuse me, excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first and last time that Chris O'Brien will ever sing on the Paracast. I will not allow even a first time for myself. I'd let my wife sing. She's pretty good.
I was a professional singer for a number of years there, guy.
Yeah, she's really good. She still has a terrific voice. She hasn't really, you know, worked that much lately in terms of working on her voice, but it's naturally great.
Yeah, and I can hear it now. Gene, you get your tail in here.
Starting to sound like Joanne Worley from the old Laugh-In show. Where did we get started with this conversation? We were talking about UFO sightings in Brazil, A.J. Gewehrd, and all the information he has to present. But it's interesting how governments around the world are very similar with the way they handle the so-called disclosure of UFO information. They release enough to throw us a bone, right, and that's it. You know,
yeah, the Colares case, we know from witness accounts and quite a number of witnesses, just reread Confrontations by Jacques Vallée or Bob Pratt's book, that the Brazilian Air Force had crack teams of documentarians there. There's 16-millimeter, if I remember correctly, cameras that filmed incredible UFO activity at the mouth of the Amazon. I want to know where all that footage is. I mean, what did he say at one point? 16 hours, I think he said, or how many hours of footage
something like that, yes,
knew about but hadn't seen one single second. So, yeah, if that's disclosure, I think you're right, Gene. They're just throwing us a bone, and unfortunately, if we're not careful, we might choke on it.
And one of the big questions we'd have to ask about that is whether the governments around the world behaving consistently about UFO disclosure, except for the U.S., which simply says nothing, they're all in collusion planning this particular maneuver in the expectation of just giving you enough information to be able to claim we're not hiding any information, but they are.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of these countries' disclosure processes have been designed to take the heat off the big dog in the fight, and that is the U.S. military, the aerospace companies in this country. I don't think our government is really directly involved in the best cream that we have out there in terms of visual evidence, gun camera footage. You know, there's tons of visual evidence that we'll never see. It will never be given the public light of day. And unfortunately, it's just a big old maypole, and we're all dancing around paying homage to the pole.
So much for the poles. Of course, you know, if we were Aaron Kaplan, it would be the North and South Pole and the great central sun inside as we go into the hollow earth.
Operation High Jump, baby.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get there. In any case, you know, it's fun to have AJ, people like him on, because he has collected so many important UFO cases, done lots of investigations. I guess you kind of hope that they would do a little bit more in terms of the analysis after the initial investigations and interviews. That's where the criticisms are.
Well, I think AJ missed his calling. He would have made a great politician. I mean, he was very good at filibustering.
He really is, you know, and we have a few guests like that, you know, where you ask them a question and you get a speech, you know. And it's like politicians go on TV. You know, he's got this information well rehearsed for many years. He's certainly quite aware of what he does, how he does it, and he's aware.
Hey, there's no question. He's the go-to guy in Brazil. I mean, if I have any questions about a Brazilian case, I know where I'm going to go.
It's unfortunate, too, with all that information, he doesn't find some translators to take some of it and put it in English. Because right now you go to a site, Brazilian UFO magazine, and if you don't have somebody to translate from Portuguese, you're in trouble.
Why don't they have a translation software that you can click on an American flag and have it all, like, you know, be posted in English?
Well, yeah, of course, it's not a very good translation, but it's adequate. Chris O'Brien, tell our listeners where they can find more of your stuff, especially that special DVD set on Disclosure.
Right. Well, go to ourstrangeplanet.com. We are going into phase two of our, you know, push to get this Disclosure Dialogue project out to the public. It's a 5-DVD set. It is the definitive document, visual document on the subject of disclosure. Of course, I'm one of the few people that don't think it's going to happen, but someone's got to be a bad guy. In the meantime, you can find me on at theforum.theparacast.com when I can log in.
And we do our best to make sure that happens. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to us. We had A.J. Gavert for much of the show. And one more thing. If you have a comment or a question, write us, news@theparacast.com. Once again, neighbors, that's news@theparacast.com. You're listening to Gene Steinberg and Chris O'Brien because you're in
the Paracast.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.